you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good. All
So,
right,
are
so
you recording on an external device?
I know, I'm doing this from my, oh yeah, that's my otter so I can get the transcript.
Okay, so you don't need to record this on your end?
I can't record on my end because I have my phone.
Okay, got it. Just
All
making sure
right.
you're all set.
So, guys, tell me a little bit about why you decided to join the show.
Well, we are adventurous type of people, and we saw an opportunity to be able to go travel somewhere cool in the world. We didn't know where at the time, but and to go on all sorts of racing adventures. It just looked like a blast to me, and especially to take my son-in-law.
Thanks, Bronson. What about you?
Yeah, no, basically the same. I mean, Ryan asked me if I wanted to go on this race with him, and I thought it sounded pretty cool. Be right up our alleys, and we could go compete and give it our all and do pretty good. So I thought it'd be a fun experience.
Nice. And how did you bond as in-laws? How did your in-law bond change once you were on the show together?
Oh man, it was awesome. Yeah, we spent a lot of times underneath the tarp, especially when it was raining. And so, yeah, we got to talk about his Bronson's childhood growing up, what his grandparents do, uncles, aunts, cousins, just everything, rodeoing and everything that Bronson did growing up and kind of where he came from. So it got me to understanding a lot about kind of where he came from. And then I got to learn a lot about him, just how hard he pushed through and his effort out there, and how he never gave up, and how strong he is, out there in the race. It taught me a lot.
What was the biggest challenge? Oh, Bronson, before, what bit about you? What do you have to say about that, your bond with your father-in-law?
I think it was great. We found out a lot about each other. We're very similar, I feel like, in a lot of ways, and we get along really well. We didn't have one argument, I guess, or any the TV people wanted drama, but we didn't give it to them.
And what was the biggest challenge for you guys as a whole being on the show?
My biggest challenge is having to be done with the stupid leg injury. That was honestly, that was my biggest challenge, was having to say the leg won't take it anymore and we're done. That was mine. It sucked. To this day, it still haunts me. So that was my biggest challenge of the show.
Bronson, what about you?
My biggest challenge is probably just, I don't know, missing family, missing my wife. I was only married for 3 months when I came out, and I miss them a lot. But I mean, other than that, everything was pretty good. I mean, it was hard out there, but it was a good experience for sure.
Having no food, but that was a good experience in a way.
And for each of you, what was the most important thing you learned about yourselves and what you learned about each other?
Well, I think the biggest thing I learned about myself is how much I love life, how simple life should be, how I love just being with my family and doing the simple things, sitting around a campfire, going on a hike, going fishing, going boating, just doing nothing practically, just being with each other, and just how simple life should be instead of all the monotonous things we do all day long, chasing materialistic crap for our whole lives, for really when it's so simple. I learned that. And about Bronson, I just learned he's a really strong guy, and that he'll go as far as he can, and he's gonna be able to take care of my daughter.
What about you, Bronson?
Just something I learned on the show.
About yourself and about Ryan.
Yeah. What I learned about myself is that family's a big deal to me, and that I'm grateful that, I mean, I have the life that I have here in the real world, I guess. I mean, we think we have it bad, A lot of people think they have it bad in the real world. And like Ryan said, you're just always chasing material things. And life can be pretty simple if you make it simple. And you don't need all the crap. And Ryan, he's way strong. And he kept wanting to push, and I kind of had to get in there and tell him he's got a family back home that he needs support for when he gets back. So, but yeah, Ryan's really strong. I look up to him as a father-in-law, and I think our relationship's really well after the show.
And how did you prepare in terms of getting ready physically, mentally, nutritionally? How did you guys prepare for this?
Oh man, it was hard to prepare because I'm a hunting guide, so I have a landscaping business. So man, I was already on the mountain a lot, waking up early. My wife had to get all of our gear ready. Bronson was working hard, you know, being newlywed, shoeing horses and getting ready. So we'd hit the gym when we could, and we would hit some hills and do things. I wish we'd have gotten a little bit better as far as some of the stuff. Like, we wish we had lighter packs for sure and some lighter gear and just things like that. And so, yeah, I wish we'd have prepared a little bit better that way, but we didn't know. And I hope we get that opportunity to go again with a lighter pack and be able to stretch and do a little bit things that I do a little bit things different for sure this next go around if we got the opportunity.
What about you, Bronson?
Yeah, just preparing for the show. I was just working at home. That's about all I did. Go to the gym when I could. Go run a little. And I don't know, me, I just tried to eat as much as I could. I can't hardly gain weight, so I was just trying to stuff myself. But, yeah, I mean, me and Ryan both live a pretty active lifestyle. So, like, physically, I feel like we were pretty well in shape. But like he said, like, we would have known, like, how to just prepare for, like, the packs, like, having our gear be lighter and stuff would be a lot better.
Yeah.
Nice. And one thing, like, everyone keeps talking about is the food that they miss while they were on the show. What did you miss? What was the first thing you guys ate when you got home?
Well, when we got home, we had a elk roast and potatoes. And I think we had elk roast potatoes, and we had a bunch of sweets. And then out there, I think we had a candy bar and a pizza.
So what did you guys miss while you were gone? Because I know sometimes it's hard with the food situation. I know some people said, what did you guys miss the most?
Oh, man. You got used to missing food, so it was probably family. It was just family. You miss family. You miss being around them, watching them tease each other, fight, do just whatever they do. You know, it was missing the companionship of the people that we interact with on a daily basis right now, and to not be able to do that and to share our experience with them at that time and to have them there and talk to him about it.
Thanks. What about you, Bronson? Other than your family, what else did you miss?
What was that?
I was just asking for you if you wanted to add anything.
Oh, no, not necessarily. No.
Nice. And what's next for you two? Are you guys going to do another adventure together?
I hope so. Like I said, I'm a hunting guide, so we kind of get to do adventures all the time. I'm up in the mountains a lot still and always hiking and being in nature. So, but no, I really, it's kind of like, you know, what's hard about this is you do it and then you know all the things that you would do again and do differently, but you don't know if you'll ever have that opportunity to do that again. And you sure hope you have that opportunity to do it again and to see what you would do differently and how it would work pan out again. So, I hope we get another, I hope we get to do another race again, you know, hopefully in the future.
Amazing. Well, we're almost out of time. I want you guys to describe the situation, the whole experience in three words, starting with Bronson.
Just the whole thing in three words?
Yep.
Really fun and hard.
And mine's absolutely amazing experience.
Heck yeah.
Nice, nice. You guys are amazing. I'm proud of you, and I hope we talk again soon.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for your time, Sammy.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sammy. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.